Kelim Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches. The next place, Yosef Mekudosh, is Lefnim Min HaChoyme Mekudosh Mehem. Lefnim Min HaChoyme, we're talking over here about the Choyme of Yerushalayim. So now we're already in places where the Kedusha will be defined primarily in terms of Yachas to Esik and Kotchum. It's really Kotchum Diki Yisoidis. And it's Negei also Lagabi, the intensity of Tumah that's sent out, like we mentioned. So inside the Choyme of Yerushalayim has Yosef Kedusha than regular Ayorois than Mukovas Choyme. It's more than a Machne Yisrael to Yerushalayim. The Mishnah says the Kedusha is expressed in the fact Sha'ichlam Shom Kotchum Kalam Umayse Sheni. So this is Psukim in Parshas Re'eh where the Torah says Vavesim Shomo. What's Shomo? The Shomo is the place that the Rebbein Shom was Boicher. It's not the Mokum HaMikdash proper Kimavu over there in the Psukim. It's a Mokum by the base of Mikdash. Vavesim Shomo L'Sechem Zimchechem Ves Masroi Sechem Shteit Korbonis and Shteit also Maise Sheni Maise Behem also Ves Chumas Yedchem V'Nidrechem 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 V'Nidrechem, which is all the types of kochim kalam, v'achaltem shom. So we're talking over here about achilas ma'is sheni, achilas kochim, and so on. The pasuk also gives a lav. This is in Re'ei, in Dvarim Perek Yud Beis, pasuk vov zayin, and later on pasuk yud zayin. There's a lav lo yisuch alecha v'shorecha. There's a lav of eating ma'is degoncho v'chayos b'chorcho v'tzaynecho. There's a lav of achilas ma'is sheni and kochim outside. What's b'shorecha? B'shorecha means in your provinces, in your outside that place, in all your places, talking clearly about Israel, anything that's outside that Mokum Hashivu Hashem. Now, the Pesach in Parashat Re'eh is clearly not talking about Yerushalayim because it's Nesiachis to the Mishkon, and the Mishkon Kochim Kalim and Ma'is Hashem were eaten in Machne Yisrael because that was around the place that was in the middle, which was the Mishkon. Then it came to Shiloh. The Mishnah at the end of Zvachim goes through these halachas, where there was also a darga in what was called Mekudish. There was the Mokum Sha'ayin Roya. There was one Madrega in Gilgul, one Madrega in Shiloh. It was all the environs. It clearly wasn't a city that was surrounded by a wall. All it was the Mokum, which is Meshach Shaychi, to that place. So we see Yerushalayim as an extension of the Beis HaMikdosh in this context, and we see by Shiloh, Gilgal, and so on, we see the Mokrim that's Shaykh to that place as being plays this role. All this is not the Beis HaMikdash itself. For that, we have to go further. Harabayis Mekudosh Mimenu. Harabayis already has a higher level Kedush, that's already the Mikdash proper. Before we go into the Harabayis, I'll just point out something that came up already in Mishnah Vov, is that the Mishnah by us says that achilos that are mutter only in Yerushalayim, lefnim and achoyma, kochim kal ma'is hasheni, the goin is goyis over here, bikurim. Bikurim could also only be eaten. It's brought to the Beis HaMikdosh, it's brought to the Kohanim, there's the parasha that the Kohen Gadol, that the Kohen says, the parasha that we read, Aram Yavirovi, etc. And then it's given to the Kohanim. Kohanim could eat it, even though it has din of Kedusha's Truma. Not kochim, l'moshel, there's no time limit, there's no shnei yom v'laylech, or layla v'yoyim. It has to be eaten in a state of tara like truma. Still, even though truma could be eaten b'gvulin, l'maisi b'kurim could only be eaten in Yerushalayim. We'll just share with Olam an interesting idea that the Kiyah Sefer in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Beis Bechir, with these halachos of Brun, the Rambam says that this that kochim kalim is only eaten in Yerushalayim, be'etzim Yerushalayim, all it is Machne Yisrael. And Be'etzim Ayorois Mukofis Chayim are also Machne Yisrael. We explained before, the Rambam holds not that way. The Rambam holds that Yerushalayim is the only Machne Yisrael. The other Ayorois Mukofis Chayim are not Machne Yisrael Mamish. But the Arishayim, Rashi seems to hold the way. The Rashi says very clearly that Ayorois Mukofis Chayim are also Machne Yisrael. So maybe also over there is the Mokom, a Mokom, where Kochim Kalim could be. We just explained not that way. So the Mabit says there's only one reason, a technical reason. Once it's Yotze from Yerushalayim, outside the walls of Yerushalayim, it's already Yotze. There's a Din of Kochim that once it's Yotze Mim Koyim, it becomes possible. So any drop of Kochim Kalim taken outside the walls of Yerushalayim, before you would take it inside a different Iyam Mukofes Choyma, would already be Nifsal Bi Yotze. It's a Kiddush. Okay, what's the Kiddusha Yotze Godel of the Harabayis? We mentioned this a number of times. These are all the tumas ayoyts miguf. We call this in the first part of the perek zov v'chaverov. They all, the tumas hayoyts miguf, have a din. That's again the parsha of Shiluach Machnes, which is in Parshas Nozoi. V'yishalchu min ha-machne called Tzorua v'chol zov v'chol tome l'nefesh. Tzorua is a mitzor, he sent out of one machne. V'chol zov, zov means zov v'chaverov, that's where the terminology comes from. V'chol tome l'nefesh is a lesser tumor, because it's a tumor that he receives, that he comes into contact with a mace. Not that he himself is a source of tumor, like we've explained many times. So Memela, even though it sounds like the Torah is putting together all three, really what the Torah is doing is saying three distinct dinim. What's conspicuously absent over here in this list of Zov and Zovis, Nidus, Yoldos, is a Balkeri. And the Rambam Taka skips it, and there's a big back and forth between the main Avtoyach, which is over here in Tyrus, and the Mishnah Melech over there in Beis Abchira, and the discussion revolves around the point that we've made numerous times. And that is that a Tumah Yotze Migufa, he's a source of Tumah, he's an Avla Tumah. Mashenkin, a Balkeri, is not that he's a Heftza of Tumah, is the Balkeri is Nitma, Kilu, by coming into contact with the Zerah Hayotze Mimenu. So he doesn't have a din of Tumah Yotze Migufa, he has a din of somebody who came into contact with Tumah, so it could be that he's not also the Machna Levir, he's not also Bahar Abayis. The Rambam seems to pass in that way. They taina that the Sugya in Psochim, that goes back and forth. This is Sugya Psochim Daf Samach Zayin, that we see what the Agdor of the Balkeri is, and there's different shittas in the Shas and the Paskin. This is a three, and they bring other Makaris, but that seems to be the Pshat of the Rambam, is that a Balkeri is not a Tumah Yoytze Migufoy, and we Paskin that he's a Rishon LeTumah. Problem is that the Sugya Psochim, it sounds like a Balkeri is Yemishtalat, so maybe the Rambam Paskin is not the way. Others want a Taina, that the Rambam is holding that the Mishnah over here is saying the din which is Me'ikir Adin. There's a Chumrim in the Rabbanon that a Balkeri looks like a Zov. They're more or less the same thing. And therefore a Balkeri Midrabbanon is a Chumrim that is Mishtach Machmavir. This would seem also to have support from the Rambam, has in another place where Chazal differentiated between Tumah Yoytze Migufoy and coming into contact with Tumah, that even though there's halacha that Truma cannot be eaten by a Tomei, any type of Tomei, but Truma's Chutz Loretz, which is not real Truma, because Truma really is only from Eretz Yisrael, we'll learn Zorim, we'll see what Truma's Chutz Loretz is, but there's halacha of Truma's Chutz Loretz, since Be'etzim it's only Midivreyem, it's only also Bachil L'Koyin of Tumah Yoytze Migufoy. And the list over there includes Balkeri Mefurish. So you see that sometimes a Balkeri is included in the list, and sometimes we look that existentially a Balkeri is only a Rishon LeTumah, that he doesn't have a din of Tumah Yoytze Migufoy. You have to know where to say which side. On the Har HaBayis, we learned about this extensively in Maseches Midos. There was a fence at a certain point, it's called the Soirig. It was a dividing line beyond which Tmeim are not allowed to go, beyond which Goyim are not allowed to go. Goyim who brought Kabbonis had to give it over to Kehanim by the Soirig. Inside the Soirig is an area surrounding the Azorois, the Ezus Noshim, the Ezus Yisrael, that we're going to learn about. That area is called the Chel. That's our next frontier. HaChel Mekudosh Mimenu has more Kedusha. She'en Goyim Utmei Meis Nechnos Musham. Remember that a Tomei Meis only comes into contact with Tumah. He's allowed on the Harabayis. He's not allowed on the Chel. This is an Issa Midrabbanan. The Issa Deraisa of a Tomei Meis is only inside the Azara proper. And that's where his Chayiv Koros. Ezus Noshim Mekudeshes Mimenu. Inside the Chel is the Ezus Noshim and the Ezus Yisrael. The Ezus Noshim was Litzad HaMizrach, a big area. All the Lishkois and the different nooks and crannies in that big place called the Ezus Noshim was described in the Seches Midos. That has a Kedusha Yoyse Godel. She'en Tvul Yoyim Nichnas L'Shom. This is a famous Gemara in Yevamos Dav Zayin that tells us that this was a Takonim Midrabbanon B'mei Yehoshafat HaMelech. There's no reason really Midraisa for this, because a Tvul Yoyim only has a din that he doesn't have, he's not Huchshal HaKotshim, and he has a din of a rishima of tumah. He has a shaychus to tumah, like we explained earlier in the perek. Legabi truma, legabi going into the azara. The Ezus Noshim wouldn't have that din. There was always sofa to consider the Ezus Noshim like the Ezus Yisrael legabi this din. The din of a tumah may not going to chel. Also, the rabbanim they made it madroga. The same way the Torah is mechal between different types of tumah, Chazal were also. The Asur Bechel, which is the area surrounding the Azorah, is for Tomei Meis. And a Tful Yom, which doesn't have any Tumah, which only has the Roshim of being affiliated with Tumah, only has that Isur in the Ezus Noshim. Ve'en Chayovin Oleo, Chatos, because the Chayichi of Chatos is only in the Zakh that Zidoni Chorus. And the Chi of Chorus is only in the Machshon Shechina, which is the Azorah. Now we get to the Machne Shechina. Ezes Yisrael Mekudeshes Mimeno She'en Mechuse Kippurim Nichnas L'shom V'chayovin Ole Achatos. The Tvul Yoyim is not Chayev Achatos in the Ezes Noshim, like we just said. But in the Ezes Yisrael, a Tvul Yoyim and the Mechuse Kippurim, who's a lesser Madrega, Chal V'chayim a Tvul Yoyim, since they're not Roy L'kotshim, over there they're already intruding and they're Chayev Achatos. We didn't mention one point, which is that we just mentioned a few gzeirois midraban tful yoyim mechus kippurim as v'snoshim chel, but that's clear that the din that a tome hayoytzim migufay tum hayoytzim migufay is now let it go in onto the machna levir. That's pshat in the pasuk. That's avadim midrais and that's avadim b'malkus. Because of that, the gemara in Zvachim David Zayin on the base has one man to Omar. That a tvul yoim of tuma ziva balkeri, anybody who's tuma yoitz migufe, we said balkeri lufi dachita yoledes nido, all those tumois, if they're also b'machna levia midereiso, then even the tvul yoim is awesome. This that we said tvul yoim is midrabbana is only a tvul yoim of tuma of somebody who came into contact with tuma sheretz, for instance. Masha'en Kain, when we're talking about Tvul Yoim of Tumah Yoytz Migufoy, there Avada, he's still also in Machna Levir. Now, Pshat in the Mishnah, we have to add one point. We mentioned in Mishnah, hey, when we define Mechus Kippurim, that is a very Yisodzik HaMachlokes, the Rambam, the Ravid, the Rambam holds, in Hilchos Bias Migdash Per Gimel, that Mechus Kippurim, that's Nichnas L'machna Shechin, is not Chayv Koros, because he's not considered a Tomei. He has a gewisse din that is choyser hachona lehegdish, but he's not tomei proper. So he's only chayv makas mardus d'abonon. And in Cain, this that the Mishnah says, that a mechusi kippurim that goes into the Ezus Yisrael is chayv chatos, is not going on mechusi kippurim. You have to read the Mishnah with a kamo. Ezus Yisrael mekudeshes mimeno she'en mechusi kippurim nichnas l'sham, stop. The chayovin oleo chatos on tumma mamish. Till then, there's no chiyuv chatos. That means even the lav of shiluach machnas v'lo yitamu and machna levi, where there would be malchus, no chiyuv chatos. The chiyuv chatos of tumas migdash v'kadoshov is only on the azorah and on kachim proper. So that's where you have to read. Loi d'raivin, you read the Mishnah. No, a mechus kippurim that goes in is chayiv koros. The Rav and the Rishonim add that these are not the only dinim that the Ezus Yisrael is more Mekudosh than the Ezus Noshim. A few dinim. First of all, anybody who wants to go into the Ezus Yisrael is Mechuyv B'Tovel, even if he knows for sure that he's Tohar. There's no such thing in the Ezus Noshim. Ein Yeshiva La'azorah, that's only in the Ezus Anoshim, the Ezus Yisrael, not the Ezus Noshim. Shchitas Kodshim Kalim and eating Kodshim Kadoshim is only in the Azorah. Not in the Ezra's Noshim. The Azorah proper, the Mokum Kodosh, is only the Ezra's Yisrael. There's another interesting Nafkamina, which is Machlek Sushainim. What about an Isha? Not before, until where a woman is allowed to go. Pashtus, it's called Ezra's Noshim, because that's where women are allowed to go. Women are not allowed to go into Ezra's Yisrael. That's for Ezra's Anoshim. And that's Takan the Shita of Rashi. Taisus holds no. Taisus holds no Isha per se on a woman going into Ezra's Yisrael. It's really Gemara and Kedushin Daftan Beis and Beis, where the Gemara says, Isha Bazar Minayin. Rash says, means a woman's not allowed to go. And Tosfos says, where does it say a woman's not allowed to go? It says in the Mishnah by us. It would say it if it was true. So it just says there's no regilus. Because they weren't eating Kodesh Kadoshim, and they weren't going in for Shkitas Karbonis. but there's no Isser per se. Not the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes weiter. Ezras HaKohanim, which is the area where only Kohanim are allowed to go. Mikudeshes Mimeno She'en Yisrael Nichnosen L'shom. El B'Shas Sochem. Yisrael is allowed to go there only. Zedid Rabbonon. He's only allowed to go there. L'tzorich HaKohanim. What's the tzorich? L'smicha L'shchita L'tnufa. Kotch Gadoshim, which Chitosim B'tzofoin. So it had to be shechted by that place. That's the place where the Kohanim are Ovid. So Meli Yisrael doesn't belong there. But if he's going there, Taka for Avodah, he's allowed to go. Shechita, Smicha, if it's his carbon. Tnufa, if it's his carbon that he has to be made, it's like a carbon shlomen. A Kohen is allowed to go over there, even where he's not doing Avodah proper. That's the darg of a Kohen. Mishnah Test, the last Mishnah in this crucial first parak over here in Seder Tiras. Bein ha'ulam v'lamizbeach mikudish mimeno. The ulam was the entranceway to the heichal, which is the kodesh, before the kodesh hakadoshim. So it's yoser mizrach from the kodesh hakadoshim, and the ulam was coming from the azara, so it was more mizrach than the heichal. So bein ha'ulam v'lamizbeach, the mizbeach was yoser mizrach, first the ezus noshim, then the ezus anoshim, the ezus yisroel. Then the Ezus Kohanim, and now you have the Ulam Lamizbech. Mekudesh Mimeno Shein Bali Mumen Upuri Roish Nechnas L'Shom. That was a place only of Avodah, so only those that were Roid L'Avodah Befoil. The Ezus Kohanim, a Kohen is allowed to go over there even Shalei B'Shas Avodah, because a Kohen has Kedusha Es Kohuna. He has Kedusha that he's Roid to do the Avodah. But here, Ben Ulam Lamizbech, he has to be Roy Lavoidem Mamish. And Memelo, if he's not Roy right now, because it's a Balmum, or he's not physically Prue Roy, somebody, his hair is not caught. There's a Pasuk in Parsha Shmini that looks like Avelus, that he's not allowed to be Oivid, his clothing are ripped. So right now, he's not Roy Lavoidem, Smelly, he's not Nichnas Lishom. Now, there is a Machlokes who showing him as to the level of Chaim of this Isser. The issue that we had before of Yisrael, who's allowed to go into the Azara, but he's not allowed to go into the Ezra's Kohanim, is certainly only Midirabonon. The whole Azara Betzim, Yisrael's allowed to go. Yisrael's only now allowed to go Midiraisa into the Mokum Ho'avoidu, which is the Heichel. But into the Ezra's Kohanim, he's certainly allowed to go. This din, the Rambam holds, is a din deraisa. The Rambam brings it in the beginning of Hilchos Bias Mikdash and the Sefer HaMitzvos. That the pasuk says, "Ki cholisha sheboy mum lo yikrov, achal aperoiches lo yovel amizbech liyigish ki mum boy." A bal mum, or prue roish is earlier in perik yud. Roshechem al tefrov bikdechem loisifroimu. So all these people are not allowed to be yikrov. They're not allowed to be yigash. It means they're not allowed to come into the place of avoda, which is ben ulam v'lamizbech. Lemaisa the Rav says not the way he brings b'shem raboisov, and he's the Rosh, other rishonim. They all hold that the psukim that we just mentioned are all talking about the avodah itself. Lo yigash lo yikrov means they're not allowed to do the avodah. It doesn't say they're not allowed to come in. That din is only a din midrabbanan. The Mishnah continues. Ha'hechel b'kudish mimenu she'en nichnas l'shom she'lo ruchutz yadayim v'raglayim. The hechel is a place where only a person who's chal on him kedusha savodah, a kohen. We have to understand, when he washed his hands and feet from the Kiryan Kanoi, the water was Niskadish. We learned about this in Tomin and Midis. The water was Niskadish. It was Niskadish in a Klishoris. It turned his guf into a Klishoris. His feet that are standing on the Ritzvah Azorah, it's Chal, that is Mechuba to the Azorah. His hands are Klishoris. You see that in a lot of places in Zvachim and Menochis. There's going to be different Avodahs that the hands of a Kohen are a Klishoris. It comes that way. That being said, if he's not Ruchutz Yadayim V'Raglayim, so what is he? He's a Kohen, but he's not a Klishoris. I'm explaining the rationale behind it. That's together. Again, over here also we have the same Machloikis, not the same Machloikis, but a Machloikis, whether it's Deraisa or Derabonon. A Kohen, the Pasuk says, B'voyim aloy amoyed yichatzumayim, oy b'gishtam alam izbech l'shoris. You could say Bevoyim or Begishta means coming in into that place where there's only for Avodah. Other Rishonim hold no. It's not going on Avodah. It's not going on coming in, it's going only on Avodah. Now the truth of the matter is that in the Heichel there's another issue. There's a pasuk that says, it's a pasuk in Parshas Achrimois, Dachzak, Val Yovei B'choleisel HaKodesh, which means that which is called the Kodesh, which is either the Heichel or the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're not allowed to come in Val Yovei B'choleis. So the Rambam brings this as a lav, deraisa, on coming in what's called Beloshen Chazal, Bir Rekonis. Bir Rekonis means anything that Shalei L'Tzorech. So walking to Heichel, Shalei L'Tzorech. So if he's not Rechut Yadayim Raglayim, Behechag, he can't do Avodah. So it's a Bir Rekonis. The answer to that is that even Kohanim, even if they were Rechut Yadayim Raglayim, if they weren't serving, if they weren't doing Avodah, we're not allowed to walk into the Heichel. What permitted them to walk into the Heichel was if they were Mishtachave. That's considered an Avodah, it's not a Bir Rekonis. I got some arichus in Meseches Tomid about Kehanim going into the Heichel to be Mishtachaveh. So Memelo, if he's not Rechutz Yadayim Raglayim, he can't do Avodah B'Fol, he's not a Klishoris, but he could be Mishtachaveh. So Memelo, it's not Bir Rekonis. So on that, we'll have to add that besides for that, there's an Isser of Shalai Rechutz Yadayim Raglayim, and that you could say is either the Raisa or the Rabbon, and that's already Makloi Tzushayim. Kodesh HaGadoshim B'Kudesh Mehem שנכנס לשום מלכוין גודל ביום הכיפור בשעס הו אבוידו. We know that only the Kohen Gadol and only Bishas the Avodah on Yom Kippur to bring the Keteres to be mazed the Dam HaPar and Dam HaSor Yom HaKippurim Kippurim Meseches Yuma, only that time of the year and only for that can you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Rav stresses that there's four times he goes in. One time Lahak the Keteris, one time Lahazaz Damapar, the third Damasor, the fourth to be Moitzi, the Kaf, and the Machta, Kimavu Hashom. If he goes in the fifth time, he's Chayv Misa. Omer Rab Yoisi, Rab Yoisi adds a few details. Bachamisha Dvorim Ben Ulam Vela Mizbech Shova Lahechel. The Isser L'Ulam Vela Mizbech, what we had before, is only a Darga Yoisi Mekudosh L'Gabi Balimum Priya Roish, that they're not Roy Lavoida. The Heichel has an avoida that he has to be b'chalois roi l'avoida b'foil only a rechutz yadayim v'raglayim. Here, Rabbi Yossi compares the two, balimum and pruy rosh that we had before. He adds something that we had no mention of before. Shesuye yayin, and then he adds shalei rechutz yadayim v'raglayim d'chnosim l'shom. U'porshim ibein ulum v'lam izbeg b'shas haktos. So let's break this down. The first thing is that shesuye yayin weren't mentioned before. The Tanakhama doesn't seem to have it, which would seem to indicate that he holds that there is no Issa on Shesuye Yayin. Here's what we have in Machloikis. If it's Deraisa, the Rabbana, Rabbi Yossi says he's not allowed to go in. There are Rishonim that hold, the Rambam holds, that the Pasuk that says that he's not allowed to be Nichnas means he's not allowed to be Nichnas. That's Deraisa, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rav Rishonim holds the Pasuk that Deraisa is going on being Oivid. Rabbi Yossi is saying this is the Rabbana. Now, what does the Tanakhama hold? You look at the Mefarshim, the Pirushim Mishnayis, and the Rambam says that the Tanakhama and Lechur also comes out from the Psak of the Rambam, that the Tanakhama is masking to Rabbi Yossi. Shesuye Yayin is the same thing, Balimum Puri Roish, and he's masking. The Rav's not masking. It sounds from the Mishnah like the Tanakhama does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. They hold that Shesuye Yayin was only also B'knisa Leheichel, not Ben Ulam V'Lamizbeach. Shesuye Yayin is like an Enu Rechutz Yadayim Raglayim. He's right now not Niskadish Befoil with Kedushas Avoido, but he's not in a state, he's not Be'etzem Bechefze not Roy. A Pruye Roish, a Balmum, bodily is not Roy L'Avoido. A Shesuye Yayin is Roy, he can't do the Avoido Befoil, and that is like an Enu Rechutz Yadayim Raglayim. Okay? Makhlek Tzushayim. Lamaisa, there's one other din that's mentioned over here, which doesn't seem to be a machloikis. Uporshin mibeinu ulam v'lamizbeach b'shas haktorah. This is a din, zikzeh zakosu, in the parsha of the Keteris. V'chol odom la'yia ba'il moed, v'voyi l'chape b'akadish ha'tzeisoy. L'chape means that the haktorahs haktorahs b'chol yoyim had to be done b'yichidus. So melo, echov ha'koran in Porshim from that area, not only were they perish from the heichol, but they will perish me bein ulam v'lamizbech b'shas haktorah. That's the din that we had in Meseches Tomid. The din deraisa, the pasuk that we just mentioned, is min haheichel. The din derabbonon Could be that Rabbi Yossi is madgish this, because he's the one that's stressing that Bein Ha'ulam V'Olam Mizbech and the Heichal really are the same. Mashenkin, according to Tanakama, Bein Ha'ulam V'Olam Mizbech is not the same thing as the Heichal. We saw Chilukim, so Memela, maybe that's why Rabbi Yossi stresses it. Lamaisa, because of this, there's a chap that there's a kash that we asked a few Mishnahs ago. All the dargas of Mekudish, Mekoymos, is 11. The Mishnah says Eser Kedushos. So we said Eretz Yisrael is not Nichlal. Others want a taina that the number 10 is according to Rabbi Yossi that holds that there's no chilik between Bein Ha'ulam V'Olam Mizbech and the Heichal. That would be an alternative pshat. So we are now finished Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. All the Agdamas to say the Tyrus, all the Agdamas to Mesechus Kalim, and now in the next Perek, in Perek Beis, we're going to go straight into the Inyan of Mesechus Kalim.